Yo. Yo. Yo.
Mama said.
Yo. Yeah. Y'all hear that shit? Mama, y'all gonna let that shit bang real fast. I told y'all Chantel the motherfucking building.
Mama told me I'ma be just like that.
Hey.
Born a hustler, never question, just don't get it.
Hey.
On the block, niggas know a nigga wicked. Make the world move.
Thursday, Thursdays. Pull up, motherfuckers. Pull the fuck up. Pull up with the motherfucking drinks, yo.
Then the kid, I boy, damn fool. But not a big, I'ma make that bitch go blam, boom. Everybody trying to swipe, don't even have a car. How you make a play for 50, only touching 5? I'm a madman, so say I'm a bad man. They took my nigga, now I'm on the hunt like Batman. Hop up the porch and I took off like a running man. They see Pablo, you 2 hours, well, I don't give a shit. Cause the money rolling in, I can spend it quick. You hear the beat change, cause I'm in a different mode. I'm in beast mode, brusky, I'm in go mode. They gave the blueprint, and I looked at like the puzzle. Got designer on my buckle, Gucci, Louis V. Baby wanna lick me, cause I'm playing she all over me. I just made 100 off the phone, stuff at Levi James. Working off the Brody, gave him 20, got back 50 rings. I'm the hottest nigga off the block, nigga, all of what you mean? I'm the hottest nigga off
y'all know
the
block, this shit, nigga, man. Y'all mean? Know this shit. What I told y'all, man. Y'all fucking with the, y'all fucking with y'all girl, Freaky D. The one and only, tall, skinny, and bony. What it be like, homie, man? AKA Snacks, man. I told y'all, I'm bringing y'all the heat, man. I'm telling y'all, man, I know where they at. I ain't bringing y'all no trash. Y'all feel me? The trash gonna stay where the fuck they at in the fucking dumpster. But I'm bringing y'all that fucking heat, man. Thirsty Thursdays with your host, Freaky Deep. You feel me? I got the boy on here, PBI Pablo. From Chicago, you feel me? Got Chicago in the building. You feel what I'm saying? You dig me out? I ain't even gonna say too much. Like I always do, I let the artist do the most. You feel me? So I'm gonna let them take the stage real fast, man, and introduce yourself. And, you know, let us know a little bit about this track that's playing right now. Right now, this shit is popping, bro. I'm feeling this shit, man. You know what I mean? I'm actually feeling a few joints. I got the pleasure of listening to a few of his tracks, y'all, before, you know what I mean? Even contacting the brother, you feel what I'm saying? And he was, you know, more than, you know what I mean? Like, yo, welcome to, you know, jump on this bitch. So, you know, be definitely appreciative. Hold on, we got the chat popping and shit too. So I'm gonna let y'all know now. Y'all can't jump in the pack. Me the chat. I said the pack. The chat and shit. That must be the liquor. You must be getting into this shit. That's right. Fucking let's go. Let's go. Let's motherfucking go. Let's go. You feel me? Let's motherfucking go. You feel me? Like, we ain't going nothing but y'all hear him in the back. We ain't playing. Y'all better stop fucking playing. Fuck out of here. Y'all better stop fucking playing. Fuck out of here, yo. Wait till y'all hear the fucking interview. Y'all gonna be like, yo, bro, dope. Like, he dope as fuck, man. Wait till y'all hear the interview and shit. You feel me? Shit, man. Yo, man, stay tuned, man. Share the motherfucking live, man. Share the live, yo. Share the fucking live, yo. Thirsty motherfucking Thursday, this shit, man. But listen, man, we gonna get into this shit. We gonna jump into this shit, yo. You feel me, man? And we gonna get to know, you know what I mean? We gonna get to know who this brother is, PBI Pablo and shit, man. Yo, I'm gonna let you take you know what I mean, take the floor, man. Let people know who you are and a little bit about this track and this album. It's called Touchdown, I think, right? Touchdown?
Yeah. Oh, mix that called Touchdown out everywhere right now.
All right, let us know a little bit about it, man. I'm gonna turn that down. It's just so we can hear you. You know, I'm gonna get to know you, Chicago. We got Chi-Town in the building. Shout out, Chi-Town. What's going on? What's up, baby? Let us know about you, man. What's good with you?
Yeah, so shoot, PBI Paula from Chicago, man. I'll be all over the place. Catch me everywhere pretty much. Got a new mixtape out right now. It's called Touchdown. Working with this producer from Atlanta. Crazy thing, y'all don't even know, little bro, 10. He's 10 years old. Made all on every single all 12 track. You know what I'm saying? All 12 tracks was produced by little bro. And it was just a vibe, you know. I went to Atlanta about a couple of times, a couple of months, and just banged out some music. We recorded about like 30, 40 songs and finally picked out, you know, a solid 12 that we was all, you know, fucking with my team and TD little team he got. And man, it came out something crazy, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why it's called Touchdown, I mean, if you listen to the tape, it explains for itself. straight touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely scoring points on my motherfucking legend, my nigga, man. This shit is dope, man. Everything I done heard so far, I've been willing to listen to. Some shit I listen to some people's shit, and I'll be like, click. But everything I'm listening to, man, got a straight vibe to it, man. And you from Chicago, so do you do the drill rap as well?
I mean, I do anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing I credit myself on. I feel confident enough that I can go on any beat and kill that motherfucker. I mean, y'all go see, you know, I've been keeping a lot of shit tucked just because I be playing around, but y'all finna see real.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like that on any level.
That's what I'm talking about. Confidence is the key, man. You know what I mean? You need that first, man, for real. Anything that you do is shit. Now, I see that in you and shit, and I think that's dope as fuck, man. I think the people that's watching right now, anybody that's inspired to be an artist or whatever, I'm sure that they definitely being inspired by watching you right now and just hearing you speak that. And I'm sure they're going to be even more inspired after hearing you and then after this next question I asked you in response to it and shit. So I asked you prior to going live, man. I asked you, I said, man, bro, like, yo, how long you been rapping, man? Like, you know what I mean? How many you rapping? Yeah, how long you been rapping, bro? You know what I mean? That's what he told me, y'all. Tell him what you told me.
On a for real tip, like on a for real level of rapping, I only been rapping for real 10 months. But just playing
Did
with
it. Did you hear him, yo? 10 months.
Playing with it. It's been about a year just playing with it. But taking it for real and doing it, like going to the studio, recording tapes, and everything like that, been about like 10 months.
10 months. That's what's up, man. Where your inspiration come from, yo? I ask all my artists that, man. Where your inspiration come from?
So like, real life. Rest in peace, my brother Smooth. He was rapping for real, and like I love when every time he'll send me a song. Like every time he'll send me a song, bro, I'm geeked. Like I don't even want to play no mainstream no more. I want to listen to my brother. You know what I'm saying? And he ended up losing his life early before he can really do what he's supposed to do with it. So it was always in me to be like, man, maybe I should carry that shit on because I love music. You know what I'm saying? I really love music. But
maybe you should.
It really clicked for me when I was finna go into college and shit hooping. I was actually going to college hooping. My mom ended up getting shot. And I was
wow. Like, man, sorry to hear that, man.
Nah, she cool. My mama took that shit like a G.
That's what's up. Yeah, big up the moms. Big up the moms. Yeah, shit. Big up the moms. Shit.
When that shit happened to her, I got a little sister, and I was like, man, I got to start making money. Money got rolling in quick. And I'm like, this hooping shit going to take a little minute. Like, what the hell? I had to go to JUCO and all type. So I'm like, man, it's going to take a little minute. Like, I need to make some bread. And I'm like, man, I can really rap, though. Like, I wasn't like one of them niggas who like, damn, I'm down bad, I'm a rap, just because everybody do that shit.
Yeah.
I was really like, I was, you know, fucking with some niggas, you know what I'm saying, going to the studio, and I was rapping. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna be better than these niggas. That's what all they do with their lives.
Yeah.
I'm just coming here on some playing shit. I'm low-key high, so I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna do this shit. I done seen where it can take motherfuckers.
Facts.
As I start doing it, I start going in love with it, and then now you can't tell me not to do it, for real.
I feel so with that being said, just because we on that topic, man, you feel like rapping is a job? I had a conversation with somebody else. I had another artist on here, and we kind of, yeah. Yeah, he said he learned that from a colleague or whatever, that you know, this is what these guys do. Like, these guys ain't just waking up and just making a hit out of nowhere. Like, no, they're in the studio every fucking day and fucking night, and they pushing. Yeah, they pushing. Exactly, they pushing.
Understand, rap is a job because people understand, like, as being an artist, I wouldn't even say being a rapper, just being an artist in general, you're the brand. So that means everything you do is supporting your brand.
Facts.
That means you're working 24/7 to produce your brand.
Like I'm working right now, Thirsty Thursdays.
We both working.
Real fact. You feel me?
I'm on a
PBI Pablo. You feel me? You fucking right. We working. Straight like that. Straight from Jersey to motherfucking Chi-Town right now, man. On the real. So, as far as who inspired you, like as far as an artist, a rapper, somebody that's out right now, or was it your brother? I know you spoke with him and shit not too long ago.
It really was my brother, but like, fun fact, first person that ever made me fall in love with rap and shit like that was Speaking Out. Niggas don't even know about Speaking Out.
You said Speaking Night?
Speaking Knockers.
Speaking Knockers? Was that a place or?
Bro was one of the hardest niggas.
Oh, artist. Okay, yeah.
Like, before he passed away off of, I think it was some lean shit. Bro, he was the if y'all ain't never listened to Speaking Knockers, he was the East Coast nigga too. I know a lot of East Coast people on here. East Coast nigga, but really, he was really popping that shit before Thug was popping that shit, of that like slime shit, that like new wave of rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he was doing that shit. Shout out Speaking Knockers, bro. Like that's really who inspired it all. Like that's what made me start freestyling this stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Speaking Knockers for real.
Yeah, facts. But rest in peace and shit. How you felt about King Von?
Shit, I mean, it's crazy, but I mean that. Where I live at, you know, where I'm from, I mean, it's normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up to say it, but, like, it's normal, and especially the way he lived. Like, when you live like that, you know what the repercussions is. It's going to get your ass one day.
No doubt.
No matter how you live, no matter how you go, it's going to get your ass one day, and, like, that's just the truth. But it's sad to see him lose his life because he was just about to do some shit. Like, He was just really finna take over everything. And he got his life, took over some bullshit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, that shit happen every day.
Yeah, know? Facts. Rather you in the limelight or not. You can be taken out this bitch. You feel me real quick? You feel what I'm saying? It's crazy. But
gotta
it is. It's
bro, gotta count your blessings.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's our norm. You feel what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's definitely our norm and shit. You know what I mean? I wish it could be something different, but man, it is what it is, man. That's why I feel as though, you know, making music, you know, making music for me is an outlet. You know what I mean? Music for me is an outlet. Do you feel like it's an outlet for you? You know what I mean? With everything that's going on in the world and shit, man.
It's definitely an outlet. Like recently, like when I've been going to the studio and shit, like, it's really been the outlet for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to, like, really, like, just use that as therapy and, like, just get shit off.
Facts.
I need to get off, you know what I'm saying?
Instead of laying on somebody's couch and shit, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, just putting it into the music. Like, it's definitely it's the coping mechanism for me, like, most done. Every time I feel some shit, I write, you know what I'm saying? Or I go get studio time. Like, anytime I feel some shit, I got to.
I heard you in the background. I got you. I mean, let me turn it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Oh, let's vibe real fast. Hold up. Hey. Thirsty Thursdays, y'all. Tune in, man. Make sure y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all tuning in, man.
No, that's my first song called No Kids.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all hear that fire? Hey. PBI Pablo. Y'all know the shit. Y'all hear my nigga. Tune in.
Another freestyle, too.
You said you got a freestyle for me?
People today. They could spend half their lives over the age of 50.
Like, for real, like,
so it's nice to have.
I just go on a freestyle tip when, like, I'm really feeling it. Like, I ain't finna sit here and cap that, like, I'm one of them niggas who just, you know, could go in the booth and freestyle every rep. I'm not
a Cassidy nigga. Like a Cassidy nigga.
I'm not finna be doing that shit. But, like, when I feel it, though, like, you play that beat and that motherfucker really talk to me, that's when you're going to give me the freestyle, because now, like, I can just really go in that bitch and speak. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to speak to me first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For you to talk to it. I feel you. Like, the beat got to speak to me in order for me to talk to it.
Yeah, for real.
Nah, I can dig it. It's what it is, man. It's definitely what it is and shit, man. You know what I mean? What is one message you can get to your fans that's listening today? You know what I mean? Anybody's listening today, soon to be fans, right now or whatever, as far as with your music and shit, you know, what message are you trying to get to your fans and shit with your music?
Man, just really embrace yourself. For real, like, you got to just embrace yourself. Be cool with who you is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the facts.
Just being true to yourself and, like, shit, just catch a vibe, bro. Like, I feel like people lose the aspect of just having a vibe. Like, man, chill, relax, have a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
I'm just trying to bring that realness back, you know, to the shit. Because a lot of these niggas be fake. I just want to bring a lot of, like, real shit. Like, I ain't going to tell you nothing that I ain't experienced or I ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all real life shit. And, like, if you don't believe me, I got about, like, 1,000 motherfuckers who can vouch. Like, it's
real life shit. Like, you know what
I'm saying? Like, yeah, I feel you, bro. That's not true. That's not me. For real.
No doubt. Thirsty Thursday, y'all. Are y'all hearing it first, man? PBI Pablo, man, with your host, Freaky Deep, man, a.k.a. Snacks, man. Hope y'all tuning in. If y'all is, man, share it live, man. Share it live, man. Y'all already know this shit, man. Let's go. Y'all already know this shit. I don't know if you can see the chat on your journal or whatever. But, yeah, if anybody got any questions or whatever, if y'all want to holler at your boy or whatever shit, man, we got Chi-Town in the building, man. Ask him whatever y'all want, man. The brother hot, man. I mean, I know rappers that done rap for as long as I done known they motherfucking ass. And I'm talking about some decades. And this boy said, this grown ass man said he been rapping for 10 months, a year, but been platooning for 10 months. And he sound way better than a lot of motherfuckers, man. You know, it is what it is, man.
You gotta be consistent with it, bro. That's what
it is. But you gotta also get credit where credit's due too. You feel me? So you know,
appreciate
like
that.
It's great like that. You feel me?
The hard work. I did when I said I was gonna do it. I took it 100%. I ain't go 50 or 90. I went straight 100.
That's you say 100.
They try to go 75% in this shit and expect 100% results. That's
I feel you. All right, so if it was any artist that you could open up for, who would you like to open up for right now?
Open up? I ain't gonna lie. I'll open up for a Kodak concert right now. I can't even lie. That's my nigga.
You like Kodak Black? You like Kodak Black? Yeah.
Man,
I like that nigga dress.
Right
now, yeah, you like you Kodak know, Black? Yeah.
I'll rock out with him. I'll rock out with a... Who do I rock out with? Like, open for? Definitely doing Dirt.
Dirt, most yeah.
Definitely doing Dirt. Pretty much all my Chicago artists, for real. I open up for them because I just feel like we relate, you know?
No doubt. I mean, have you met any of the mainstream artists from Chicago?
I done seen them a couple of times, but like now, like no for real shit, like on no music shit.
I appreciate your realness.
I got some coming soon though, with some niggas from the rack that you know made it out, doing some big shit. I do got some shit in tune with them. I ain't gonna say too much. That's family though, but you know I ain't even gonna lie. I'm not even like really pressing. You know me, no big nigga. You know, I don't need no big nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You are the big nigga, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about me and them niggas or featuring them niggas for real. Like, if it happened, it really do happen. That's cool, but.
No doubt, man. Hey, man, I definitely appreciate your realness, bro. Like, on the real, man, you know, because some people just be so fucking fake. They just be saying what they think people want to hear. And that's the whole purpose of this platform, for you to come on here, feel comfortable enough to be who the fuck you are, man. Because, eventually, motherfuckers going to find out who you are anyway. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck how long it takes, shit, man. But, yo, listen, man, like, man, I definitely appreciate you being on here, man. I just think you dope as fuck, bro. Like, I think you dope as fuck, man. Real talk. Yeah, I checked your Instagram page. Like I said, I checked you out. I checked a few artists out and shit like that. You know what I mean? Well, I checked a whole bunch of artists out. I be getting it in. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't bringing nobody on my platform that's whack as fuck because I can't build it like that. You feel me? So definitely know from a OG to a G. You feel what I'm saying? My nigga like, yo, keep pushing. Keep doing your thing. You feel what I'm saying? On the real, man. I want to have you back on here again. I don't know when the next time just keep me posting on whatever it is you're doing. I will be hitting you up through Instagram and sending you that information we talked about briefly before the show. Yeah. You know what I mean? Before we plugged into whatever and shit, man. But yeah, one more time, man. Before we go, I could keep it longer. I could keep it longer. I could, you know what I'm saying? But I've been running since 5-something today, whatever. But on the real, and I'm sure my fans are probably loving this shit too, but I just had to give them a little tease, a little taste of what I could bring their motherfucking asses and shit. You feel what I'm saying, bro, man? But I just want you to give them, again, your information and shit, you know, where they can catch you at. Again, for the people that just tuning in.
PBI Pablo, man, everywhere. You can find me on Instagram at PBI Pablo, Facebook, PBI Pablo, Instagram, Twitter, anything, PBI Pablo. I got a new mixtape coming out around like August. Another mixtape coming out around August. I'm going to drop another mixtape. But I got a mixtape out right now. Touchdown, going crazy, man. I appreciate everybody streaming it.
Looking right.
Go listen to Touchdown, man, for real. You're not going to be disappointed. You're going to fuck with me. You're going to love you. Follow me. Fuck with me. I'm going to stop. I appreciate everybody with the real. Appreciate
definitely, you. Definitely, definitely fuck with the boy.
Have me on the podcast, on your show, man. I'll fuck with it. Fuck with what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And rock with you, man. You know what I'm saying? We going up.
You already know, man. We already know, man.
July, too, by the way.
Hey, y'all heard him. Y'all heard it? He said he dropping fireworks. He said he dropping fireworks in July. Y'all better fucking tune in. Y'all better tune in to PBI fucking Pablo, motherfuckers. That's what y'all better do. If y'all don't know, y'all fucking know now. Hey, yo, listen, I'ma update the motherfucking description, put his links in there and shit so y'all can check him out just in case y'all can't follow the lingo and shit, because I know some of y'all motherfuckers probably drunk right now and shit, because we've been drinking, motherfuckers. When you've been fucking with Thirsty Thursdays, motherfucker, you know you've been drinking, nigga. With your host, Freaky Deke, the one and only, Tall, Skinny, and Bony, a.k.a. Snacks, and your boy, PBI Pablo, man. Yo, tune in. For everybody that tuned in, I appreciate y'all, man. Definitely tune in every Thursday, man. And listen, we're going to have them back soon, yo, man. Thanks, everybody, yo. Don't get too fucking drunk. And if you're drunk, don't fucking drive. Lay your ass the fuck down, yo. Yeah. Lay down. Freaking Deke said lay the fuck down. I let y'all. Y'all know this shit. We out, yo. Real talk.
We out.